What's your creative process like? I mean, the only song that I've heard from you guys is Beneath the Shadow of the King, but I have to say, it's kind of like this really good grilled cheese sandwich that you just decide to keep adding things to, like, oh, maybe I'll add some tomato, maybe I'll add some bacon, and yet it still works and it never like forgets like where its roots are. So how do you guys like put a song together in its simplest parts and then start adding? How does that all happen?
For Beneath the Shadow of the King, I wrote that song. So I wrote it with a guitar and my voice, and I brought the chord progression, melody, and lyrics to Kina and presented it to her. And then we worked out, this is what the process usually is. We write separately and then bring the song to each other and work out an arrangement. And I think since I wrote it on guitar, she added the mandolin, which really makes the song, I feel. And then at the time, we were working with Devin Geyer. He was producing the album for us. And he added a lot of those different layers. He suggested I play it on a 12 string, and he played bass and added some electric guitar. He's really into adding things. He likes a thick grilled cheese sandwich. And we had drums, and then he even went and added a flute solo, which I was a little disgruntled about at first, but I grew to love. And yeah, we kind of just, I'm sure we took some stuff away from it as well, but it was very open and a friendly environment, and we just sort of experimented with what sounded best.
I grew up listening to a lot of like 60s folk and even like some medieval music like Ritchie Blackmore and stuff like that. And the song immediately reminded me of, I think it's Coven that sings One Tin Soldier Rides Away. I'm not sure if you've ever heard that song
I don't
before.
think I've heard that.
And yeah, it immediately like harkened back to like 60s, like early 70s, like rock. And I know you guys like your Fleetwood Mac and Simon Garfunkel, and that electric guitar solo in the song feels like Lindsey Buckingham is playing it, you know?
Yeah,
What
that's
was
right.
going on in your mind when like you were writing that song, and was it inspired by anything? Like what was like, you know, the picture creatively going on with you while you were writing that?
I also draw pretty heavily from medieval folk and that whole 60s, 70s kind of return to medieval roots and stuff like that. That's always in the back of my mind whenever I'm writing anything. It's a lot of sort of Gregorian chant harmonies and a lot of fifths, and the chord progressions always sort of sound, I like to think, Celtic and medieval. So that was happening. As far as where the song came from, I think as a female musician, both me and Kina, as female musicians, we feel a little bit at a disadvantage a lot of the times. And this song kind of came out of a feeling of powerlessness at the hands of male superiors. So yeah, I mean, every time we introduce the song, we kind of talk about, we say something flippant like, "Oh, this is a song that this is our Down with the Patriarchy song." So it was coming from that. I mean, we both actually broken up with people 6 or so months prior to when I wrote this song, so I had that in the back of my mind. And then, I mean, I hate saying that it's a breakup song. It's definitely not. It's more about trying to grow in an environment where you feel a little bit oppressed. Yeah.